ছিল কবিরাজ গোস্বামী পাদ টোল অ্যাবাউট কনিষ্ঠ মধ্যমান উত্তম ডিভোটি চৈতন্য চরিতামৃতম মধ্যলীলা চ্যাপ্টার 22 দ্য বেঙ্গলি প্রেয়ার 64-67 শ্রদ্ধাবান জন হয় ভক্তি অধিকারী উত্তম মধ্যম কনিষ্ঠ শ্রদ্ধা অনুসারী শাস্ত্রযুক্তে সুনিপুণ দৃঢ় শ্রদ্ধা যার উত্তম অধিকারী সেই তারয়ে সংসার শাস্ত্রযুক্তি নাহি জানে দৃঢ় শ্রদ্ধাবান মধ্যম অধিকারী সেই মহাভাগ্যবান যাহার কোমল শ্রদ্ধা সে কনিষ্ঠজন ক্রমে ক্রমে তিহ ভক্ত হইবে উত্তম। মিনিং ইউ ক্যান টাইপ ফ্রম ইংলিশ চৈতন্য চরিতামৃতম। হোয়েন সামবডি ইজ কামিং টুয়ার্ডস কৃষ্ণ কনসাসনেস অ্যান্ড হি হ্যাজ শ্রদ্ধা অলসো স্টিল অ্যাট দ্যাট টাইম অলসো ইফ সাম ফল্টস আর দেয়ার ডোন্ট ক্রিটিসাইজ দেম অ্যান্ড গ্র্যাজুয়ালি বাই দ্য ইনফ্লুয়েন্স অফ ভক্তি দিস ফল্ট উইল গো অ্যাওয়ে। সো শ্রীকৃষ্ণ ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণ টোল টু হিজ ইটার্নাল অ্যাসোসিয়েট অর্জুন টিচিং ফর দ্য হোল ওয়ার্ল্ড গীতা চ্যাপ্টার 9 শ্লোক নম্বর 30। অপিচেত সুদূরাচার ভজতে মাম অনন্য ভাক সাধুরেব সম্মন্তব্য সম্যক ব্যবসিত হি স ইফ এভেন এ ম্যান অফ অ্যাবোমিনেবল ক্যারেক্টার এনগেজ ইন মাই অনন্য ভজন ডুইং মাই ভজন এক্সক্লুসিভলি হি স্টিল টু বি কনসিডার এ সাধু ডিউ টু বিং প্রপারলি সিচুয়েটেড ইন ভক্তি। After that, from Gurudev book, Bhavanubad and Prakashika Vritti. So we can conclude now when someone wants to do bhajan then he wants to take shelter of bona fide Gurudev means want to take initiation. So it mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamritam we have discussed as before Guru Krishna Rupan Shastrer Pramane গুরু রূপে কৃষ্ণ কৃপা করে ভক্তগণে। আনলেস আনটিল সাম অফ ইওর নন কাম ইন কন্ট্যাক্ট অফ ডিভোটি হিল নেভার টেক শেল্টার এ বোনা ফাইড গুরুদেব। হু কেম ইন দ্য বর্ডার অফ ভক্তি means by the association of devotee they understood they need to do bhajan to make that human being successful. and Guru Bona Fide Guru bestow his mercy such kind of living beings. Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad in his Hari Bhakti Vilas, he told Kripaya Krishna Devasya Tad Bhakta Jana Sangataha Bhaktir Mahatmam Akarana Tamichan Sadgurung Bhajet. Context 1/28. That means by the causeless mercy of Sri Krishna name or Sri Krishna's devotee, if somebody come in contact with Sri Krishna name or his devotee, and from his devotee hear the glory of bhakti, then he will be hankering for that bhakti, he will come to Sadguru. In this slok, Kripaya Krishna Devasya means there are two meaning, either Mahat Kripa, the mercy of Mahat, or mercy of Srinam, both. Why it mention here Kripaya Krishna Devasya means the mercy of Mahat or mercy of name? Why? Because Sri Krishna and Sri Krishna name, there is no different. So same way that Krishna Bhakta, the bona fide Krishna Bhakta, is very near and dear to Krishna. So it mentioned in Narada Bhakti Sutra, Tasmin Tajjani Bheda Bhavat. There is no difference between Krishna and his near and dear associate. In same it mentioned in Padma Puran, Abhinnatvat Nama Namino. There is no difference between Sri Krishna and his name. In this material world, the living beings, the human beings, mind is completely covered by material desire. So without the mercy or without the association of Mahat, nobody think that they have the necessity of bhakti or necessity of Krishna consciousness. Specially, the material enjoyer, living beings, they always come in contact of so many sinful activity. So at that time, what to say about take shelter of bona fide Gurudev, even they have no faith in scripture? So Srila Jiva Goswami Pad quoted in his Bhakti Sandarbha from Brahma Vaivarta Puran, Yavat papaistu malinam hridayam tavat evahi na sastre satya buddhihi sat sad buddhihi sad guru tatha, meaning I have told us before. If somebody has not proper Shraddha, is not proper Shraddha come yet in his heart, and prior to that, if somebody takes shelter of bona fide Gurudev, that what will think? That means he has some desire of this material world. For that he want to fulfill that desire, so he came to that guru. He heard from others that if I go to him by his mercy, everything will be successful. So he came, he has not shraddha but came. Why? To get his material desire successful. And before proper shraddha, if any so-called guru is initiating any devotee, then have to understand that so-called guru, he don't want his spiritual advancement, he only want his wealth and etc. For this reason, it mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, गुरुर न शस्यत सजनो न शस्यत पिता न शस्यत जननी न शस्यत दैवं न तस्सन्न प्रतिश्च न शस्यन् नमचेद समुपेत मृत्युम्. One who cannot deliver his dependence from the path of repeated birth and death should never become a spiritual master, a father, a husband, a mother, or worshipful demigod. In Ramcharitmanas, it mentions, "Jinke priyano Ram boi dehi, tajyo koti vairi samo yadda paparama sanehi, tajyo prita parlad, bibhishan bandhu Bharat mahatari, guru bali tajyo kanta praja banitan bhayo jaga mangalakari." After typing this purport of this previous slok, then you can type this, which I told in Hindi. "Jinke priyano Ram boi dehi." Here Ram means Lord Ram, Vaidehi means the daughter of Yanak Maharaj, for whom Sri Ram and Sita, Sri Sita and Ram are not near and dear. You have to give them up like a enemy, greatest enemy. Like Prahlad Maharaj, he rejects his father. And Bibhishan Maharaj reject his friend like Ravan, Kumbhakarna, all the relatives, he reject them and came to the lotus feet of Lord Ram and surrendered him to completely and being the devotee of Lord Ram. Bharat Mahatari, Bharat Maharaj, the younger brother of Lord Ram. When the Crown Prince festival is going to be happened, at that time the stepmother of Lord Ram asks some benediction to Maharaj Dasarath, because once Maharaj Dasarath went to heavenly planet to fight against demons on behalf of demigods. At that time, during fighting, the axle of his chariot broken down, and Kaikeyi Devi, one of his wife, she was with him. He jumped up from the chariot and he held the axle, and Dasarath Maharaj fought very strongly and he won the battle. Then Dasarath Maharaj found out, due to the help of Kaikeyi, he won the race. So he told to Kaikeyi, "Oh Kaikeyi, you saved my life, so you can ask two benedictions." Kaikeyi Devi told, "There is no difference between you and myself. My duty is to serve you. So when needed, I will take, don't worry, for benedictions." So when the Crown Prince festival is going to be happened, at that time, by the advice of her maid servant Manthara told her, if Lord Ram will be king, now he is Crown Prince, and later on he will be king, then he will be the maid servant of Lord Ram's mother Kausalya, and your son Bharat will be Ram's servant. Then Kaikeyi Devi asked to him, "So what shall I do now?" Then Manthara told that this is the golden chance for you. You can ask two benedictions from Dasarath Maharaj now. By one, Lord Ram will go exile for 14 years. By another, Bharat will be king, exchange of Ram. Then Kaikeyi told, "Why are you asking Lord Ram to go exile? He is not my enemy." Then Manthara told, "Foolish one, if Lord Ram will be here, then no one will care for Bharat. Unless until Ram will not be long away from here, then no one will respect Bharat. When he will go away from Ayodhya kingdom, then gradually the tenant of Ayodhya, they will be inhabited to respect Bharat." Then Kaikeyi asked these two benedictions from Dasarath Maharaj. So exchange of Crown Prince festival, Lord Ram went for exile 14 years. At that time Bharat was in his maternal uncle's house. When he came to know whole fact. Then he promised in his mind that I should not address Kaikeyi Devi as a mother. So many time has been Lord Ram went to exile and Bharat taking care of his kingdom. This is a long story. Whenever Kaikeyi came to meet with Bharat, and Bharat was not in Ayodhya, he was close by Ayodhya, one village in Nandigram. From there, he made Lord Ram's wooden sandal as a king, his representative of a king, and he used to maintain as a servant of this wooden sandal, servant of Lord Ram. Whenever Kaikeyi came to Bharat, always Bharat Maharaj addressed him, Queen Kaikeyi, not mother. After 14 years, when Lord Ram came back from exile, somehow after a few days he came to know from mother Kaikeyi that and others, Bharat never going to Kaikeyi and not address him mother. Then Lord Ram asked one day to Bharat, "Bharat, shall I request something? Will you obey me?" Then Bharat became wonder, "How come? Before giving an instruction, I always fulfill his desire. Why are you asking me? I will obey his order or not? Must be there some defect." Bharat thought something, and in same moment he replied, "Yes, I can obey your all order, even I can give up my life for your service. Only one thing, I should not address Queen Kaikeyi as a mother. So Bharat, the younger brother of Ram, he reject mother Kaikeyi. Boli Guru Tayo, Boli Maharaj, give up his guru, who? Shukracharya. So when there is a from beginning time being immemorial, fighting is going between demigods and demons. Once demon took over heavenly planet and they are ruling over there, and all demigods are running away and moving here and there. Due to prayer of demigods, Bhagavan Narayan came in form of Vaman Devi, a dwarf, and he thought this is not proper time for demigods to fight against demon. So Bali Maharaj is so generous, everybody is giving so many things in charity. Whoever asks anything, he needs to give. So Bhagavan Vaman Devi, in form of dwarf, he went to the assembly of Bali Maharaj, and going there, Bali Maharaj, seeing his beauty, became attractive and asked, "You ask some donation?" Sri Vaman Dev told, "Yes." "Well, what do you want?" Vaman Dev told, "I want only 3 steps of land by my own step." Then Boli Maharaj began to laugh. "Oh, you are dwarf and intelligent, more dwarf. You can ask me a kingdom, anything else." "Well, no, I am brahmachari, I am self-satisfied. I want to do my bhajan. For my bhajan, I want to make on bhajan kuti. These 3 steps of land for my own step, that is sufficient for me. According to scriptures, what is needed for you, don't take much more donation from that. So I don't want to go beyond shastric injunction. Boli Maharaj became ready. Then Sri Vaman Dev told, "You first have to take achaman, you have to take vow." Shukracharya understood this is not an ordinary beggar, he is Vishnu himself. And he told to Boli Maharaj, "Oh Boli, he is not an ordinary guy, he is Vishnu himself." Then Boli Maharaj told, "Okay, no problem, if he is Vishnu, everything belongs to him, so he can take, no problem. If I want or not, if Vishnu want, somehow or other he must take. None can check him." And other hand, Shukracharya was thinking, "If he will take everything, then how I can maintain my life, I maintain my family." So Bali Maharaj had one golden pot like a lota, and there is one tube water come out for taking achaman. Shukracharya entered that tube and in form of fly and covered that water should not come out. Unless until you are not doing achaman, you are not qualified to do any charity. So water is not coming. Then Sri Vaman Dev, Bhagavan is omniscient, he understood. He told Boli Maharaj, "Oh King Boli, because maybe your servants are cleaning all this pot, they are not cleaning all this properly. So maybe there is some dirt in that small tube. Better you can take one kush grass and clean this." So as soon as Boli Maharaj took a kush grass and tried to clean that, immediate extra water, blood is coming through. Why? Because Shukracharya, the guru of Shukracharya, guru of Boli Maharaj, Shukracharya was there in form of fly. He became blind one eye, and he ran a fly away from there. From that time, he became blind of one eye. The teachings is here. Whoever make obstruction in the bhajan of Krishna, either this life or other life, they must have to be blind in one eye. So here, due to make obstacle of giving donation to Vaman Dev, Manasin Bhagavan, so Boli Maharaj reject his guru. Guru Bajo Guru Boli Guru Tajo Kanta Braja Banitan. And the Brajgopis, even they give up their husband, and to do bhajan of Krishna. It mentions Srimad Bhagavatam also. So Uddhava Maharaj pray for Braj Gopis. Asamaho charana renu jusamaham sam brindavane kimapi gulma loto sadhinam jadustajam sajanamarja patancha hitva bhejer mukunda padavim srutibhim vigyam. The gopis of Vrindavan have given up the association of their husbands, sons and other family members who are very difficult to give up, and they have forsaken the path of chastity to take shelter of the lotus feet of Mukunda Krishna, which one should search for by Vedic knowledge. Oh, let me be fortunate enough to be one of the bushes, creepers or herbs in Vrindavan, where the gopis trample them and bless them with the dust of their lotus feet. Here, they have forsaken the path of chastity, means they gave up their husband too, who was making obstacle for the service of Krishna. Even it mentioned in Narada Pancharatra, Sa Guruhu Paramo Bhairi Bhrashtang Bhartma Pradarsayet Tajjanmanasam Kurute Sishahattang Bhavedruvam. Who could not show the proper way of Krishna consciousness? That so-called Guru is not Guru, is a great enemy. Why so? Because only by this human life someone can attain the service of Lord Krishna, and the so-called Guru destroyed that golden chance, so he will get the result of murder of his disciple. It mentioned in scripture, before initiation, Guru will test the disciple that he wants only Krishna Bhakti or any material desire. And Shishya also, disciple also test the Guru, he is bona fide Guru or not. Or only he want my wealth and only name and fame. Both have to test each other. So it mentioned in Hari Bhakti Vilas, Tayur Vatsara Vasena Gyatva Annanna Sabhavayo Guru Ta Shishya Ta Cheti नान्नथैवेति निश्चयः। अगेन इन हरिभक्ति विलास कोटेड फ्रॉम श्रुति, ना संवत्सर वासिनो देयात सार संग्रहेऽपि सद्गुरुः शास्त्रितं शिष्यं वर्षमेकं परीक्षयेत् राज्ञीचा अमात्तजा दोषाः पत्नी पापं सभर्तरि तथा शिष्यार्जितं पापं गुरु प्राप्नोति निश्चितम्। दैट मीन्स बोथ डिसाइपल एंड गुरु इफ दे लिव टुगेदर at least 1 year, then see disciple and guru, they can understood their qualification nature each other, in other way none can understand properly. Even it mentioned in Shruti also, Srila Sanatana Goswami quoted in Haribhakti Vilas, whoever not spend minimum 1 year with Gurudev, don't give him mantra. Even it mentioned in Sar Sangraha and quoted in Haribhakti Vilas, bona fide Guru will test his disciple up to 1 year. But who is bona fide, seeing only disciple can understand is qualified or not. Just like it, you can keep in this bracket. Just like if minister is fault, he has so much fault in a minister that this fault will go to king. If some wives is not qualified, he is always engaged in sinful activity, it will go to his husband. In same way, if Shishya is not qualified, if he always engage himself in sinful activity, that sin will go to Guru also. But who is bona fide Guru, they will not take any sinful activity or any reaction of disciple. He is so powerful, he will burn all this karma and others in the body of disciple during initiation. Only so called guru have to suffer for all sinful reaction from disciple. Before initiation, hello.